我最近跟大家交通启示录，我心里面很害怕。
And I've been sharing with you the book of Revelation recently, and in my heart, I truly fear, I have this fear.
尤其是你一面讲事情，一面发生，那更害怕。
It's most, what's most scary is that on, as soon as, when I was sharing these events, then the events of the world happens.
对，我70年代开始读启示录，也开始慢慢讲启示录，但是我没有像现在21世纪在这边讲同样的这卷书，可是事情的发生就紧接着就来了。
I've been studying the book of Revelation since the 70s and also share on it since the 70s, but never had I experienced such an event as here now in the 21st century. When I start sharing these things actually happen in the world.
我们刚刚过的这个礼拜，有一天叫做5月14号，你如果还记得的话。
We just the week that we just passed, there's a day called May 14th.
那天有什么重要性吗？
What's the importance of this day?
5月14号有什么重要性吗？
What's the importance of this day?
No, 我的 birthday. No, 不是你的 birthday.
Is it somebody's birthday? No.
5月14号是以色列建国60年。
May 14th is the 60th anniversary of the country of Israel.
对，如果你是读圣经预言的，你就要知道主耶稣在马太福音24章说过这个预言。
If you read the Bible, you'll know that in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, our Lord Jesus has prophesied this.
主耶稣进城之前，要上十字架之前的一个礼拜，他进耶路撒冷。
A week before he was about to go on the cross, he entered into Jerusalem.
他很象征性的在路上对着一个无花果树说预言。
Very symbolically, he pointed to a fig tree and prophesied.
我们读圣经的时候知道，那个无花果树只有枝叶，没有果子。
And those for those who read the Bible, we know that it's described the fig tree was described that it only had leaves but no fruit.
就预表以色列是这，因为耶利米书说这个无花果就是。以色列
，and in the book of Jeremiah, it said that the fig tree represent the Israel.
犹太人一而再的使神失望，他没有在这一个神所种的这个无花果树上得到任何的果子来满足神的心。
Again, the Israelites had caused God to be disappointed that this fig tree that God had planted, they never bore any fruit.
所以神就咒诅那个无花果，那个无花果树就枯萎了。
And so that's why Jesus cursed the fig tree and it withered.
这是主进门进耶路撒冷的时候所做的一件很稀奇的事，门徒都很稀奇。
And this is one of those amazing things that our Lord did when he entered into Jerusalem. Even the disciples were amazed by it.
然后他到了圣殿，就讲了这个预言，说将来有一天，这一个死掉的无花果树会在发嫩长叶。
And when he entered the temple, he prophesied that one day this withered fig tree it will come back to life and have bore flowers.、
我让大家来读这段话，因为太重要，对我们现在这个时代来说。
This is very important, so may we turn to the book to read this.
24章
Chapter 24.
马太
Book of Matthew.
32节
Verse 32.
你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。这样，你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，多近，正在门口了。
Now learn the parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near.So you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door.
所以无花果树不是为无花果树，它是一个 symbol， 它是一个预兆，说有一件重要的事情要发生。如果你们看见无花果树发嫩长叶。
So the fig tree is not just a fig tree, it's a symbol. It symbolizes a very important event, and that is symbolized by, you'll recognize it when this fig tree have sprout tender leaves.
什么重要的事？
What's that important event?
人子就在门口。
And that the Son of Man is right at the door.
所以我们可以去辩论到底这句话主耶稣是讲什么，但是它的重点你不要忘记是指着人子就在门口了。
So we can debate what this verse is saying, but however, the important thing we need to recognize is that what it's saying is that the Son of Man is right at the door.
然后主说多近呢？ 这些事情要怎么样应验呢？34节，我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
And how close is it? And in verse 34, he responded, Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place.
那么这世代是指什么？
So what is it referring to this generation?
就是凡是看见无花果树发嫩长叶的这个世代。
It's referring to the generation that for all those who have seen the fig tree which has sprouted new leaves.
啊，那这些都要成就。
And all this thing will become.
什么事情要成就？主要回来，他所有做的，圣经提到关于主再来的所有的事情，在这个 generation 通通要完成。
And that means in this generation, all the things that he prophesied, second coming of the Lord, and everything he says will become a reality.
那耶稣说，我这句话的重要性多重要呢？
And how important is this word?
他紧接着在说，天地可以废掉。
He said that the heaven and earth can pass away.
我所说的话，没有一句可以废去的。
But my words will not pass away.
那也就是说，我现在给你们门徒讲的这段话，比天地都怎么样？更稳重，更重要，要存到永远的。
In other words, what he's talking about now.What he just told the disciples, it will be more everlasting than even the earth and the heaven.
好，1948年5月14号，这个亡国几乎2000年的犹太人，忽然间在巴勒斯坦，他们当年神给亚伯拉罕的这块地上又建国了。
And so in 1948, May 14th, this country which had been destroyed for thousands of years, now all of a sudden they revived.
是一个神迹
It's a miracle.
没有人会相信
No one will believe it.
可是这个事实已经存在了60年
However, this is a reality and it's been so for 60 years.
那么现在就告诉我们这个 generation 已经过了多少60年
So it tells us this generation has lasted for 60 years.
主所说的事情一件一件正在应验现在就差主到橄榄山了
Things that our Lord had prophesied, one by one they become reality. And now we just come to the final one where he come to the Mount of Olives.
那么到底一个 generation 是几年?
So how long is each generation?
那当然圣经的学者有不同的理论。
Of course, there are different interpretations by the different scholars.
那么最容易明白的就是摩西的九十篇他自己说的话。
And the easiest way to interpret generation could be found from Psalm 90, worked by Moses.
摩西讲过一句话，人的一生是
Moses said that
70岁，人的一生。
A life of a man is 70 years.
若是强壮
，if he's strong，
80岁
，he can last till 80.
所以这里是摩西给我们一生的年日讲得很清楚。大概就是平均是70到80岁。
So here clearly, Moses clearly spelled out for us our life expectancy, which is between 70 and 80 years.
我们在座超过80，你都是赚了。
So those who are here, who are more older than 80 years, that you really you really have gained much.
很难翻啊，赚了。You earn bonus.
You have bonus, right? Those who have here live past 80.
好，我们言归正传。如果一生是70年，我们就用这个岁数来算。
So back to
叫做一个 generation.
So back to our topic, if a generation is counted as 70 years,
现在已经过了多少？60，还剩多少？所以你自己算。
So 60 years have passed now, and all we have left is
主回来的事情不是100年后的事。
So the second coming of our Lord is not 100 years later.
是十年到二十年之内的事情。
It's only 10 to 20 years.
Okay? 所以我就不用说太多了。
So I don't need to elaborate more on this.
我们自己肚里应该有数。
We should know this.
那个日子
in our hearts.
不是遥远的。那个日子就在我们这一代要亲眼看见亲身经历。
In our hearts, we will know that the days when He come again is something that we will experience.
好，所以我把这个作为我们读启示录的那个background， 我们的背景。
So I use this as a background for our reading of the book of Revelation.
我们不是讲天方夜谭、红楼梦，不是。
We're not talking about myths here.
我们是讲真的事情，马上要发生的事情。
We're talking about things that are about to happen.
好，那么我请大家今天要把我们曾经读过的圣经拿出来读几处。
And so we turn to the Bible to read a few verses where we have read before.
启示录第六章。
Revelation chapter 6.
第六印，十二节。
The sixth seal.
这是我们讲过的。
This is something that we spoke about before.
但是我想，以这一次四川的地震，我觉得我们值得再来读一读。
But because of what happened in Sichuan, I felt it's worth it that we read this again.
让我们知道主的话是白纸黑字，两千年前就写下来了。
So we may know that what happened is already been written down on books 2,000 years ago.
我们要从第六印的第十五节 读起。
We'll read from this verse 15, the sixth seal.
地上的君王、臣宰、将军、护父、壮士和一切为奴的、自主的，都藏在山洞和岩石穴里。
Then the kings of the earth and the great men and the commanders and the rich and the strong and every slave and free man hide themselves in the caves among the rocks of the mountains.
向山和岩石说倒在我们身上吧把我们藏起来躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒因为他们愤怒的大日到了谁能站得住呢
And they said to the mountains and to the rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to stand?
从旧约到新约有一个词汇叫做耶和华的日子。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, there's this word, it's called the day
of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
也是羔羊愤怒的日子。
It's also the day of the wrath of the Lamb.
对，所以犹太人也知道这个日子。我们外邦人 也知道因为神新约也告诉我们了。
Both the Jews and the Gentiles know of this day because it's described in the New Testament.
神是忍耐的神。
God is full of patience.
但是恩典也有他要结束的时候。
However, grace will also have a time when it ends.
那神的愤怒显现的时候圣经说谁能站立得住呢
And then when the day of their wrath has come,Who is able to stand?
所以这是一个我们在这个时代必须了解、面对、心里有数的一个基本观念。
So this is a very basic principle that all of us should know by heart.
我很遗憾地说，今天的 message 不是很好听的，不是讲大家平安、大家很舒服，不是。今天我要讲的话都是圣经里面讲的很可怕的话。
Regretfully, today my message will not be one about all peace and tranquility. Rather, it's about the Bible. It's coming from the Bible. It's all very fearful and very frightening images.
对这些话，平常传道人是不愿意传的，因为不太受欢迎。
Normally, these are the words that preachers would not like to use because it's not very welcoming to the people who are listening.
传道人最好讲平安、喜乐、祝福，神爱你。那我们大家皆大欢喜，感谢赞美主，回家了。
The preachers like to preach words that are good to the ear, so that everybody would hear, and then everybody's peaceful, and then praise God, and everybody go home.
我是传过这样的信息，我也很喜欢传这样的好的安慰人心的信息。
I have preached such messages before, and I like such message because it makes people feel good.
但是神的话里头，你会发现也有一些很严肃的、富有警告性的、很听读起来我们的心不会觉得很舒服的这些话，可是是神的话。
And however, in the books, it also records words from God which are very stern, full of warnings, and makes people feel uncomfortable, but these are still God's words.
那我们说过，整个的启示录是八个大的意象。
So we talked about this before, that the whole entire book of Revelation made of eight visions.
从主耶稣升天一直到主耶稣再来建立他的国，然后到勇士，整个的这一个大的图画都在这个八个意象里面启示给我们。
This eight vision includes from the very beginning to the very end when the Lord come back again, and it's all recorded in these eight visions.
神告诉我们，他要怎么样把他的国带到这个地上来，一步一步，很清楚的告诉我们。
And in these books, he revealed to us how he step by step how he will lead his kingdom. onto this earth.
所以每一个基督徒，只要你读神的话，你都应该知道神是怎么样把我们带引进他的国度。
So every Christians, if you read God's word, you will have a clear idea of how He'll lead us into His kingdom.
很多人是懵懵懂懂的，不知道今天是怎么样一回事。哦，我碰到这件事倒霉，碰到那件事发了，不错，我们就是在那边随波逐流啊。
And a lot of times we have no idea what's going on. Sometimes we may experience some things that we may feel that's unfortunate for ourselves, but on other days we may feel lucky, but we have no idea what's going on.
但是如果我们是认识神话语的人，我们应该知道现在是正在按照神给我们的这个里程碑一步一步迈向荣耀。
However, for those who understand the words, who have truly read it, will understand that God right now is leading us through each one of the milestones all the way to the glory.
所以当他看到第二个意象的时候，他看到宝座。
And so when he saw the second vision, he saw the throne.
虽然他自己是一个孤苦伶仃的老人，在被放逐在巴毛海岛，周围什么都没有。
Even though he himself is this lonely old man who has been exiled onto this lonely island, nothing else.
爱他的神没有忘记他，仍然来把神的心启示给他。
However, the God who loves him haven't given up on him yet. He's still revealing his vision.
所以他就被带到天上。
So he was raised to the heavens.
从神的宝座来看这一切的事情。
And he was able to see all these things from the throne of God.
那么这个第二个意象呢，他就看见羔羊，犹大的狮子，从父的宝座得到那个小卷。
And so he saw the lamb receive that scroll from God.
那个小卷就代表父的旨意，在这个勇士中的旨意。
And that the scroll represents the eternal will of God.
神怎么样来执行他的旨意呢？有谁配呢？没有人配，只有这个羔羊配。
And who is worthy?To carry out all his will, and only the lamb was worthy.
所以他就得到这个小卷，他就开始一个印一个印打开。
So he was able to receive that scroll, and he opened one seal at a time.
对，那今天我们就讲到第七个印了。
And so today we'll come to the seventh seal.
好，请你打开第八章。
Please turn to chapter 8.
前面六个印，如果没有听的话，你上网听就可以了。
If you haven't heard about the message on the first six seal, you can go online to listen to the message.
比如说我不会 computer, 那我们有录音带，你可以找录音带来听。
If you say I don't know how to get online, we also have cassette tapes made.
好，我们看第八章。
Let's read chapter 8.
那这个第七印一开，就有一个祷告在这里发生。
As soon as the seventh seal was broken, there was this prayer.
对不对？有许多的香献在宝座前，我上个礼拜讲过这个香的重要性。我们教会在地上的责任就是烧香祷告。
And there were many incense offered before upon this event happening. And last week we talked about the importance of this, in which is that Christians on this earth, one of our important things to do is to offer incense.
对，我两个礼拜前。两个礼拜三前，这个有人来，我以为是听了这篇讲道就来祷告，结果还是没有人来。
And two weeks ago on Wednesday on the prayer night, I thought people would come to the prayer meeting after hearing this message. Still no.
我让我重复再说一次，教会在地上的执事最重要的祷告。
Allow me to repeat once again. The most important task of this church on earth is to pray and to burn incense.
魔鬼破坏最大的工作在神的儿女中间就是不祷告。
The greatest work that the enemy has done among the children of God is to cause them not to pray.
因为不祷告，神就不能做事。但是教会祷告，神就做事。所以这个祷告是钥匙。
Because if the church does not pray, God cannot do His work. As soon as the church prays, God will be able to do His work. So the prayer is like the key.
所以，你如果发现你有所有的借口让你不能祷告，你知道这些借口都是魔鬼给你的。
If you discover you have all these excuses not to pray, you know that these excuses came from the devil.
因为他不愿意你祷告。
Because he does not want you to pray.
他不愿意教会祷告。
He does not want to see the church.
但是在这里，这个意象第八章这个意象很清楚地告诉我们，神要做事，一定要有烧香。
However, in chapter 8, it clearly described that in order for God to do His work, incense must be burned.
对，没有香，没有后面的这些事情。
If there aren't any incense, there nothing afterwards will happen.
好，这是我又说一次了哈。 我希望我不是像那个 broken record 一直在妈妈妈妈妈讲。
So I just
我是从心里面讲出来重要的话。
So I just talk on this, spoke on this matter again. I do not hope, wish that I become a broken record.
好，下面你就开始来看第六节了。
So if you re continue on to verse 6.
我们读到十三节哈。
We read till verse 13.
一节中文，一节英文。
We'll alternate between Chinese and English.
第六节，拿着七支号的七位天使就预备要吹。
The first sounded, and there came hail and fire, mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up.
第八节，第二位天使吹号，就有仿佛火烧灼的大山扔在海中，海的三分之一变成血。
And a third of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And a third of the ships were destroyed.
第三位天使吹号，就有烧灼的大星，好像火把从天上落下来，落在江河的三分之一和众水的泉源上。
The name of the star is called Wormwood, and a third of the waters became Wormwood, and many men died from the waters because they were made bitter.
十二节。第四位天使吹号，日头的三分之一，月亮的三分之一，星辰的三分之一都被击打，以致日月星的三分之一黑暗了，白昼的三分之一没有光，黑夜也是这样。
Then I looked and I heard an eagle flying in mid heaven, saying with loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound."
好。第七印一开就是七支号。
So as soon as the seventh seal broken, there were seven trumpets.
对，你能够看到这个启示录的结构。
You can see the composition of the revelation.
启示录的结构是这个最重要的就是这个小卷这个卷。
So the most important part is that scroll.
那他说是七个印封上的。
It was sealed by seven seals.
那一个印一个印打开。
So he opened it one by one.
那你头四个印你就看到它是四匹马。
And the first four seal you can see are the four horses.
那就是四个灵走在遍地走来走去。
So that represents the four spirits that's walking among the earth.
那在那个时候地上有很多的事情发生，有战争，有天灾，有人祸，通货膨胀。
And at that time when that happens, you'll see there are many things happening on earth. There are wars, there are natural disasters.And where other inflation.
对，而且是交织的来的，一直来。那个时候是四分之一，就是影响是四分之一。
And you can see that it comes one after the other, and you'll see that it only affects one quarter.
对
，of
这个 globe.
Oh, it only affects one quarter of the globe.
那现在来到第七印的时候
，And so now time comes for the fourth seal, the seventh seal.
对，第七印呢，哎，是七个号，在这个第七印里头。
And this seventh seal discovery is actually seven trumpet.
好，你又发现这个七支号呢，也是分成前四后三，都是四三四三分开的。
You also discover that these seven trumpets also divided into two groups. The first group being four trumpets, and the second is.
那你刚刚读的时候，你有没有发现，在这个四号的时候，有它一个共同点？
If you discover in the verses we just read, these four trumpets all share the same characteristic.
什么东西是它的共同点
？And what is that?
三分之一。
It's all one third.
啊，看到没有？所以在这里，你每一个号发生的事吹的时候，它的发生的事情都是三分之一了。
Every time this one of these trumpets sounded, the things events that it affected is only one third.
好了，四分之一大还是三分之一大
？So which is greater, one quarter or one third?
这是数学哈。
This is math, mathematics.
当然，三分之一比四分之一大了。
Of course, one third is greater than the quarter.
所以你就看到这个地上这个惨难呢，它的范围就开始扩大到从四分之一变成三分之一了。
So you discover that this disaster spread from one quarter now to one third.
那如果你翻到这个 第十一章第十五节的时候，
If you turn to chapter 11 verse 15,
你会发现就有第七号了。
You'll discover that there's the seventh trumpet.
对，你看到第七位天使吹号，对不对？他讲了很多话。
Then the seventh angel sounded and he spoke a lot of things. He said a lot of things.
你到第七号一吹，他有好多事情要发生。
As soon as the seventh trumpet sounded, there are many things that happen.
但是你会发现，这个第七号一吹的时候，中间有一件事情发生的是七个碗又出现了。
You discover that when the seventh trumpet sounded, there's one thing that happened, which is the seven
bowl.
The seven bowl.
对，就是十六章这里就开始讲到七个碗了。
And then in verse 16, it talked about.Seven bowl.
所以你会发现整个的这一卷书啊，是一环套一环，先是七个印，这是整个这个大局。
So you see this entire book, it's like one ring connected to another one. First, it talked about the seven seal.
这是那个小卷。
So that's the scroll.
一直开到第七个印，然后圣经就让我们看到，哦，在第七印里面有七只号。
All the way until the seventh seal, when it's broken, it allows us to see, oh, there's seven trumpet.
然后告诉我们第一支号、第二支号，一直讲到第七支号。
And then it tells us of the very first trumpet, the second, and all the way to the seventh trumpet.
到了第七支号，也就是最后的号 ，the last trumpet， 你会发现里面要五件大事要发生，但是其中有一件是七个碗要倒下来。
And then.When the seventh trumpet sounds, you'll see that there are five events that will happen, and one of which you'll discover are the seven bowls.
那这个碗倒下来的时候，你就会开始发现，它不再是四分之一，也不再是三分之一，它是什么？啊，百分之百。
And then when these seven bowls happen, you'll discover that the events it affects is not one quarter, it's not one third, but it's 100%.
那你就可以看到一个很清楚的这个。启示录里面所有的灾难的范围。
And so this gives us a very clear image of the scope of all the disaster revealed in the book of Revelation.
从小范围逐渐逐渐扩大到全球性。
It started with localized event and then it spread out globally.
所以这个是我们读预言的人我们心里面要知道的。
So these are the things that for those who read this book, we need to know this.
那你看我们在这一个08年短短的现在是5月啊才5个月。
So you discover that in 2008, now we're only in the month of May.
用我们自己的逐渐衰老的记忆力来想一想看发生多少件大事。
You could still recall how many big events happened already.
在这五个月里头
Just in these short 5 months, all the different things happened already.
大的
Big things.
大地震
A great earthquake.
大旋风
And a tornado.
还有呢
And what's more?
大雪灾大冰雪
And blizzards.
还有呢汽油大涨价、
And then the rising gas prices.
还有呢
And what's more?
旋风你看多少个旋风一个接一个
Cyclones, one following another.
Oh, subprime loan, housing bubble. 然后还有瘟疫
And then the
什么口手脚
The very diseases?
手口脚有没有对啊就没完没了的一件加一件上的就来了。
Various things, these big events come one after the other.
我不知道你们读这些东西已经是麻木不仁了，还是有一种特别的感觉。Something going on.
I'm not sure when you see these events happening, whether you still feel numb or do you recognize that something is happening.
只有圣经有解释。其他没有解释。
These things can only be explained. You can find the answer in the Bible and nowhere else.
所以，主就对他的门徒说：“这些事情发生的时候，你们跟世人的反应不一样。世人是倒霉啊、哭啊、叫啊。我们基督徒不是这个反应啊。”
So that's why when the Lord tells his disciples, when you see these things, you will have different response than the people of this earth. People of this earth will feel that they're experiencing great unfortunate things.
圣经说什么？耶稣对门徒说什么？这些事情你们看见的时候，要 挺身昂首，因为得树的日子近了。
And in the Bible, Jesus tells his disciple that when you see these things, you will rise up and stand firm because the day of
look up. 这是很重要。我们现在是 look down, 看了，哎呀，好可怜哦。主说 look up.
And the Lord said, on this day, when these things happen, you look up.
世人说你们这些神经病。
The people of this world may think that we're go crazy.
我们是。从世人的眼光，基督徒是神经兮兮的。
Truly, from the viewpoint of the people of this world, we as Christians, we do seem like crazy people.
但是我们心里面应该知道，我们所信的是什么。
However, in our hearts, we should know what is it that we believe in.
因为他把这些都老早告诉我们了。
Because he had already revealed these things to us.
好，所以。虽然看起来是很可怕的事情
，so even though these things may seem very frightening，
但是你看你从什么角度来看
？However, it all depends on your viewpoint。
从世界的角度是悲惨，那么就像这里，连老鹰都说话了，看到没有
？And so from the world view, all these things may seem very, very, very sorrowful, very pitiful。
对
，even the eagle spoke。
老鹰说话说了。三句
the eagles ask for three sentences.
没有 sentence, 就是 single word, 讲三次
He only spoke a single word three times.
老鹰说话说什么话
What did he say?
啊祸灾祸灾祸灾
He said, woe, woe, woe.
所以你注意听啊有一天老你天上飞的老鹰要跟你说话的
So pay attention because one day the eagle in the sky will speak to you.
Yeah.你听他讲话，你知道完了。
If you hear it speak, you know the end is here.
因为他讲的不是好消息。Good news, good news. No, no, no. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Because what the eagle says is not good news. It's rather whoa, whoa, whoa.
你四字号吹完了，他才讲。也就是说，下面好戏在后头。
The eagle only spoke after the first four trumpets. In other words, the worst has yet to come.
好，那我们先看看这些事情。
We take a look at these events.
当然，我现在给你们看的只是说我在报章杂志上收集的材料，我让你们看什么意思叫做这些可怕的事情。
So of course, what I gather are reports from the various media sources.
特别我要让你注意第四号。
I would like you to pay special attention to the fourth trumpet.
他说将来有一天呢。日月星辰的三分之一要被击打，然后它的光芒要减掉三分之一。
One day the light of the stars and the moon will be stricken, and one third will reduce from their brightness.
这个我想我们读书的人大概都知道有这么一回事。
I think all those of us who've been to school, we know this is familiar.
这是 solar system.
This is our solar system.、
啊、然后金木水什么？火土，这个是什么星啊
？So that's Jupiter.
啊，这是土星。
So that's Jupiter.
Jupiter. 好，1994年，下一张。
So 1994.
就是这一张，下一张 ，next one， 这个，这是土星，看到没有？这个红的。
So the red object on the corner is Jupiter.
Time magazine， 这是我从 Time magazine 上剪下来的。
This is something I clipped from Time magazine.
地上用望远镜看的时候，那天他们发现有九颗这个 comet， 这个 comet 叫什么？彗星，啊，或者这个每一个都是大概。一个 mile 到两个 mile 的直径这么大的或者更大的这一个 comet 去向这个Jupiter 去撞。
In 1994, it was observed from the telescope on the Earth that there were nine comets of varying sizes, but they ranged around 1 to 2 miles in radius. These comets were on a collision course to Jupiter.
94年记得这件事情，举手我看看有没有人记得。
Those who remember this, please raise your hand.
其他都猛查查哈。
So only about two of you remember. The rest are still not very clear.
九四年，想想看你在干嘛。下一张。
Think about what you were doing in 1994.
七月十六号，我们的第 这个望远镜就照了这张像，创了以后看到的情形，那个土星那个爆炸。
So this is what happened after the collision. 对 ，in 1984.
啊，这张相片，所以我就把这个当时就剪下来，因为我就知道圣经说过，将来有一天日月星辰要被击打，要光芒要减少三分之一，这是牛刀小试，让我们看一看这个事情的确会发生的。
So, and then for when I saw this, I take it down because I know that in the Bible we talk about that the day when the stars will be struck and their brightness will be reduced by one third.
对，那么
and this is only the beginning.
这个是已经在我们的近代的这些天文上，我们都已经开始看见了。下一章。
So these are the recent astrological events.
下一章呢，我们就要来看第九章了。
So next we'll come to chapter 9.
也就是说，老鹰说话以后，剩下来的三只号。
In other words, these are the rest, the remaining three trumpets after the eagle spoke.
对，第五号、第六号、第七号，这三个号被称为大灾难。
So the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh trumpet, combined together, these are called the great.
A big tribulation.
The big tribulation.、
那么为什么老鹰都要说话？因为这下面这三件事情是比前面任何发生过的事情都可怕的，是更可怕的事。
The reason why the eagle spoke is because the remaining three events are bigger and more frightening than any of the things that happened before it.
第九章第十二节。
Chapter 9, verse 12.
就是第五号吹完事情发生的时候，他发生完了，他讲这么一句话。
So this is after the fifth trumpet has sounded and all the events have happened, and this is what it says.
我们一起念。第一样灾祸过去了，还有两样灾祸要来。
The first woe is past, behold, two woes are still coming after these things.
这是第五号，是第一灾。
So the fifth trumpet is the first tribulation.
对啊，然后十三节是第六号吹了。
And in verse 13, it speaks of the sixth trumpet.
对，那么然后你到了十一章的十四节。
And then verse 14 in chapter 11.
又说一次了。
That's another.
十一章十四节一起念。第二样灾祸过去了。第三样灾祸快到了。
The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly.
这是第六号吹完的时候说的话。
This is the words that were spoken after the sixth trumpet were sound.
然后第十五节，十一章。
And then verse 15.
第七位天使吹号，好就可以了，就读这一句。
Then the seventh angel sounded.
就是说第二。大灾过了以后，第三灾来了，就是第七号来了。
The second tribulation passed, and now the third one is coming, which means that's the time when the seventh trumpet was sounded.
对，所以七个号，头三个号都是三分之一，三分之一地上的事情，有很多事情，有可怕的事情会发生。
So of the seven trumpets, the first four will describe events that happen and it affects one third.
在地上有事情发生，在天上也有事情发生。
And there are things that's happening on this earth and also in heaven.
它的范畴是三分之一。
And then the scope is one third of the things.
所以这个天灾人祸会扩大到三分之一，可是等到第五号吹的时候。
And so the disaster and calamity will spread on to one third. However, when the fifth trumpet sounds,
我们来注意到底是什么。
Let's pay attention to see what happens.
我们要从第九章第一节。念到第十一节。
We'll read from chapter 9, verse 1 to 11.
好，我用中文念第一节，我们弟兄用英文念第二节。
We'll rotate between Chinese and English.
第一节，第五位天使吹号，我就看见一个星从天上落到地上，有无底坑的钥匙赐给他。
He opened the bottomless pit, and smoke went up out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace.And the sun and the air were darkened by the smoke of the pit.
有蝗虫从烟中出来飞到地上 有能力赐给他们，好像地上蝎子的能力一样。
They were told not to hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green things, nor any tree, but only the men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads.
但不许蝗虫害死他们，只叫他们受痛苦五个月。这痛苦就像蝎子扎人的痛苦一样。
And in those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will long to die, and the death flees from them.
蝗虫的形状好像预备出战的马一样，头上戴的好像金冠冕，脸面好像男人的脸面。
They had hair like the hair of woman, and their teeth were like the teeth of lions.
胸前有甲，好像铁甲。他们的翅膀的声音好像许多车马奔跑上阵的声音。
They have tails like scorpions and stings, and in their tail is their power to hurt men for 5 months.
有无底坑的使者做他们的王，按着希伯来话名叫亚巴顿，希利尼话名叫亚伯伦。好，你们年轻人谁看过什么叫蝗虫？
Who among you young people have seen locusts?
啊，没看过。
You have not seen locusts? Let me show.
这个 do no justice. 我的照的相片太大，这个 PowerPoint 太小，那个蝗虫很大的一只。
This is
放不出来。
这个
差不多。
So here's what a locust looks like.
它有这个腿，两个腿很大的，会蹦啊跳，也会飞。
The two legs, they can jump and also they can fly.
年长的应该都看过。
So those who are elder may remember seeing locusts.
年轻人，这个叫做 locust.
These are called locusts.
Okay. 它来不是一来一只，它来一群。
It don't come one by one, but rather comes swarms.
整个天就变成黑的。
So this is how they move. The whole they black out the entire sky.
这不是 bird.
These are not birds.
是 locust.
These are locusts.
地上本来是青色的、漂亮的、草地或者农田或者树。
So you have found patches of green grass or trees.
但是蝗虫一下来，在几分钟之内。
When the storm comes, and in just a matter of minutes,
绿色就变成什么色？土黄色，什么都没有，全是绿的，全部吃光。
And the green color turned to earthly color because they have eaten up everything.
翻译。
In 1943, this gentleman, when he was in Henan, he was inside the house, and all of a sudden he heard this sound, and people were knocking on their pots, and there were these great noises outside. So I went outside, and the entire sky was dark. And as far as he can see, it's all locusts.
在前面飞的
And the ones that were the locusts that were flying ahead, they were the stronger ones. And the ones that are flying after those are the weaker ones, the older ones, and so sometimes they would fall out of the group and they just die. And some of them fell before his feet, or some actually hit him. And then they make this noise when they fly. And the noise was generated by the flapping of their wings. And when he go to the land to see to survey what they've done, what's left were just vegetation that only about this high. And that was his experience.
Eyewitness.
So we have eyewitness.
是很可怕的事情。
It's really a very frightening thing.
最近你如果看 History Channel, 它有的时候会放这一段美国的 locust 的历史，也是 也是很可怕的。
If you watch the History Channel, recently they have this special program on talking about the history of locusts in America.
但是现在第五号所讲的这个 locust 还不是我们讲的这种 locust。
However, the locust that's speaking of in the fifth trumpet is not even the locust we normally talk about.
它这个 locust 啊，还特别。
These are special locusts.
第一。是有能力赐给他从无底坑上来的能力给他
The power from the abyss were given to them
而且他们专门不吃青的东西
And they do not eat any of green vegetation
刚刚我们说 locust 专门吃青的现在是不可以吃青的
And we were just talking about how locusts were eating up all the green vegetation But now these locusts they can't eat the green vegetation
他找谁呢是谁呢
What does he eat?
唯独伤害额上没有神印记的人，所以他来吃人的。
So they can hurt those who have not, do not have the seal of God on their forehead.
而且这些人还不是让他们死啊，叫他们受苦多久了？五个月。
And they did not come here to kill them, but rather they caused them to be tormented for 5 months.
这个五个月是怎么个苦法呢？真是叫做苦死了哟，又死不了。
So these pain were so severe that they want to die, but yet they cannot die.
人求死，哎呀，绝不得死，哎，绝对死不了。
They want to seek death, but will not find it.
愿意死，死却远离他们。
They will long to die, but that death flees from them.
够苦吧
？Isn't that suffer torment enough?
还不够啊
？Is that not enough?
我们这一代青年人真是幸福，真是幸福。
I think the young people of this generation is truly very blessed. It's very lucky.
当你活不得，死不了，那才真是叫做活受罪。
And when it comes to when you can't live but you cannot die either, that's truly a true torment.
那天很多人都想安乐死，安乐死 not available.
And a lot on that when that day comes, a lot of people want to die peacefully, but it will not be available.
对。然后你注意看这个蝗虫的形状像出马那个马一样的
And if you pay attention to the description of the locusts they appear like horses
头上好像戴了个金冠冕脸呢又像男人的脸
their heads appear to be crowns like gold and their faces were like the face of men
那这个男人呢又有长头发
however,
像女人的长头发
however they have hair like hair of women
牙齿呢像狮子的牙齿
And the teeth, like the teeth of lions.
胸前有这个盔甲
And they have breastplates of iron.
他们的翅膀的声音像许多车马奔跑上阵的声音轰轰轰响的
And the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots.
那它厉害的是它的尾巴
However, it's the tail.
能够有毒钩伤人五个月
And the tail have like scorpions and they have stings and can cause people to be tormented for 5 months.
这一大群的这个蝗虫啊是有个带头的人
So this swarm of locusts were led by, they have a leader.
这个带头的是谁是无底坑上来的就是这个邪灵的魔鬼
And he came from the abyss and that's the evil one.
他的名字希伯来话叫阿巴顿希利尼希腊话呢就叫做阿波伦
His name in Hebrew is Abaddon and in the Greek he has the name Apollyon
Napoleon
Apollyon
Napoleon
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 Greek
that's Greek 是这个
so, Greek is Napoleon
对对对这是他的名字这是一个邪灵
So that's the evil spirit the name of the evil spirit
旧约有没有人看过有
So anyways, read the Old Testament.
旧约有一个人也看过这个异象。
There was someone from the Old Testament also seen this vision.
对，请看约珥书二章一到三一二章约珥书。
So the book of
Joel. 对，
Joel,
我是因为荧幕太小，我只选三节，其实。这个是一大篇一大片
So because of limited space on the projector I only chose three verses But it's actually a lot
我想我们还是你有圣经打开来我们来看一看圣经到底怎么讲的这个事情
So let's turn to the Bible and see how what the Bible says about this
这是在主耶稣以前的一个旧约的先知叫约珥他看到这个异象
So this this is a prophet before our Lord Jesus, and he saw this vision.
他提到这个词耶和华的日子，刚刚我讲了 the day of the Lord.
And he mentioned this word, the day of the Lord. Book of Joel.
Right. 我要念第一节到，我们两个也是轮流念啊。我们要念到十一节。
We'll read from chapter 1, verse 1-11.
你注意看约珥的形容跟使徒约翰的形容有相似的地方。
If you pay attention, Joel's description versus, there are similarities between Joel's description and John's description.
对，你把这两段圣经，旧约跟新约加在一起，你就有一个 whole picture.
If you combine these two verses, you'll have a whole picture.
Okay? 注意哈。你们要在锡安吹角，在我圣山吹出大声，国中的居民都要发战，因为耶和华的日子将到，已经临近。
A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thickness. A day of clouds and thick darkness, as the dawn is spread over the mountains. So there is a great and mighty people. There has never been anything like it, nor will there be again after it to the years of many generations.
他们前面如火烧灭，后面如火焰烧尽，未到以前。地如伊甸园，过去以后成了荒凉的旷野，没有一样能躲避他们的。
Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and like war horses, so they run.
在山顶蹦跳的响声，如车辆的响声，又如火焰烧碎街的响声，好像强盛的民摆阵预备打仗。
Before them, the people are in anguish; all faces turn pale.
他们如勇士奔跑，像战士爬城，各都步行，不乱队伍。
They do not crowd each other; they march everyone in his path. When they burst through the defenses, they do not break ranks.
他们蹦上城，窜上墙，爬上房屋，进入窗户，如同盗贼。
Before them, the earth quakes, the heavens tremble, the sun and the moon grow dark, and the stars lose their brightness.
耶和华在他军旅前发声，他的队伍甚大，成就他的命是强盛者，因为耶和华的日子大而可畏，谁能挡得起呢？这段话你注意看，蝗虫，英文没有这样提哈。
So if you just read these words, the locust, it's not mentioned in the English version.
对，但中文呢，你注意看第二节的时候。
But however, in the Chinese version, in verse 2,
他说有一对蝗虫原文作民。
So there are this group of locusts.
People.
They were called people.
所以你就会发现这个蝗虫还不是指着那个虫说的。
So there are this group of people called locusts. So you'll discover that the locusts are not only speaking of the insect itself.
是讲到人说的。
But however, it also is talking about a group of men.
而且是一种特种部队。
And they're been described like a special forces.
对，这个特种部队它出现的时候，声音是震耳、震聋于耳啊。
And when this group moves, they emit these thunderous sounds.
震耳欲聋，我刚刚。
They emit these thunderous sounds. When they move.
然后又像马，那个蝗虫，因为说它为什么是用这个词汇蝗虫呢？
So they also look like horses. Why do we use this word locusts?
对，因为蝗虫它有两个特性。一个是能飞。
And they have two special characteristics. One is that they can fly.
还有一个呢？
The second,
跳。
Is that they can jump.
所以他说这个他跑得很快又能够飞，他能够蹦跳的声响。
And so one thing that they can run really fast and then they can also fly and also when the sound that they make when they jump.
你们想想在现代部队里面有哪一种部队像这样的一群人？
If you think about it, can you remember in modern army, whether there's a special group that can match this description?
从前面看他们的时候，好像， 有冠冕，有男人的脸，还有头发，女人的头发，有什么武器像这个样子。
As when you look at them from the front, they look like they have crown of gold, and then they have face of men, and the hair like woman.
啊，直升机部队对不对
？And that is the helicopter group.
啊，现在最厉害的美国最厉害的那个直升机叫什么
？Apache.
Apache 啊。
Right now, the best weapon that the United States has in the helicopter groups are the Apache helicopters.
Joshua 好像在搞这些玩意儿。
I think Joshua's into this.
对。总而言之，这一个灾要出现的时候，这个世界要进入五个月很可怕的，要活不能活，要死不能死的光景里头。
Regardless, when this have the fifth trumpet sounds, the world will enter into this very dreadful condition in a time for 5 months where people cannot die and cannot live
either. 所以是叫做 woe, 第一个 woe, 第一个灾难。
So that's why this is the very first woe.
然后还有，我们时间到了，我们就停在这里。
Well, due to our time limitation, we'll end here.
Yeah. 我想，我一直要重复的说，我今天的讲道或者这一阵子的讲道，都不是一个很听起来很舒服的讲道，不是的。
I'd like to repeat this once again, that today's message and also this group of message, they're not very pleasant messages.
但是很反映我们现在处的这个时间。
However, this is very descriptive of the time we are in right now.
我们在成都有一群我们认识的弟兄姐妹，我经常去看他们。
In Chengdu, we have this group of brothers and sisters, I often visit them.
那这个礼拜发生这些事情的时候，他们就去探望周边的情形。
So, this past week when the earthquake happened, this group of brothers and sisters went to visit the surrounding places that were affected by the earthquake.
他们用 email 回来讲他们看见的这些事情。
They emailed me back what they saw.
非常惊心动魄，非常可怕。
It's very frightening, the images.
我们这辈子从来没有看过这么悲惨的那个场面。
It's a sorrowful picture that none of us in this generation has seen.
如果你们知道什么地方叫都江堰，是一个很有名的风景区，是成都差不多开汽车一个钟头。
If you heard of a place called Du Jiang Yan, it's a very scenic place. It's about an hour drive from Chengdu.
对。是李冰父子当年在那里设立最早的灌溉系统。
So it's the place of the earliest establishment of irrigation system.
对，四川为什么那么富有？是因为李冰父子把这个灌溉系统在2000多年前把它建立起来的。
And the reason why Sichuan province is so rich and full is because of this irrigation system which was established 2,000 years ago.
这个大坝所在的地方就叫做都江堰。
And so there was this dam, and then that place where this dam was established is called 都江堰。
那个时候没有现代技术建在现代的坝，那个时候就是用垄，竹垄子把这些石头捆起来，然后变成一个大坝。
Back then, they didn't have this advanced technology to build the dam. So what they use are these baskets. They have rocks in it, and they carry these onto create the dam.
那边是成都人去夏天避暑的一个很好的地方。
This is a place that people of Chengdu like to go to in summer days to get escape from the heat.
最近几年，那里是非常的受欢迎，而且商业气息非常浓厚的一个。旅游城市。
It's an extremely popular place in recent years. It's full of commercial business.
我们过去这么多年，每次六月、十月的时候，我们有特别聚会，都是跑到那个乡下，在山里面农民的农村租他们的地方来特别聚会的夏令会。
And all these years, between around June and October, whenever we have these special meetings, we would go to this place to live among the farmers and to have our special gathering retreats.
连吃带住一天30人民币。
The cost, the total cost for living there from the lodging and food is only $30, Chinese dollars.
对，吃的很好，很好。
You, for that price, you get excellent food.
那不管怎么样，现在去看的是废墟。
In regards, if you go to see it now, it's a, everything is in desolation.
然后还有其他的地区也是，他们也去看德阳地区了，绵阳地区，那简直就是不能看。
And also, they went to other places to see what the situation like, and those places are the same and worse or worse situation.
所以。这些事情都让我们非常的心痛。
So all these events are truly
那这些当地的当地我们认识的弟兄姐妹，他们说我们一面是给他们帐篷，给他们水，给他们吃，这是救急目前的事。
And so the brothers and sisters over there said that on one hand they're helping them with their immediate needs, giving them tents for shelter, giving them food and water.
更重要是长远，会有很多的孤儿寡妇残疾的人，怎么照顾他们，是 long term。
However, most importantly is regarding the long term care of the orphans, the widows, and the disabled people that are created as a result of these events。
还有怎么样，有很多的人经贺需要心理的治疗。
And then also those people who need psychological care.
对，有很多很多的需要在那个地方，他们告诉我们，他们真是不知从何做起啊。
And there's so many different needs and things that need to be done over there. They do not even know where to begin.
所以我们需要不但为他们祷告，我们在各方面需要有很多的人才来帮助当地的教会来挽回这些失落的人。
And so not only do we need to pray for them, but also the churches over there need a tremendous amount of help in order to bring these people back to normal lives.
所以这样工作不是仅仅目前而已，还是前面的日子还长了。哎，这个是一个很长的、很大的。工作。
So this is not just something for right now, but rather it's a long process for the future as well.
所以如果有弟兄姐妹愿意帮助他们，他们开了一个本地成都的账户，可以把钱汇过去。
So if any brother and sister would like to help them, the brother and sister over there had started an account in Chengdu, so you can help them financially.
也可以用其他的管道把钱带进去。
You can also use other means to give them the money.
对，所以我们教会有，你看报告事项的话提到这件事。
If you read your announcements, it has made mention of this.
我们也多多为他们祷告，求神给他们力量。他们现在去的时候，那个他说现在开始闻到很多很难闻的味道，那就是尸体开始腐烂。
So, our brother and sister over there asked for our prayers, and when they go there, they now start to have this foul smell in the air, and that's the decaying bodies.
有一天，这个姐妹跟我发 email 来，成都的姐妹，她跟我说，她只有四，有的时候她给我写的多，这一天回来她写四个字：筋疲力尽，不写了。
And so one day the sister who used to email me every day, communicate with me every day, who was over there, one day only wrote 4 words and
totally exhausted.
Totally exhausted.
对，所以这是我们坐在这里的人很难想象。
So this is something that we cannot really understand seeing here.
求神给他们身体灵魂的力量帮助他们。
We pray that God will give them strength physically and mentally to help them.
我们低头祷告。
We have a word of prayer.